Good evening. You are on Palma Radio. This is Palma Talk. I'm your host, Nancy, and you're listening to Faith Ignited. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to this glorious Friday that we have. You know, I know a lot of people have been struggling lately with stuff in their lives and health issues and things like that. So, you know, it's our peace is the most important thing we have to offer somebody. And if we don't have peace to offer, if we're not in peace, how can we offer peace? I love this podcast because I feel like I can completely be myself, who I am. My experiences, my life, you know, sometimes we have difficult things in our childhood, and I now understand why I had to go through certain things, certain, you know, traumas, why I had to go through them. I get it now. Because in those moments is when I learned the most, right? And I am just here to say, if you're listening for the first time, and this is your first time listening to Faith Ignited, it's nice to finally meet you. And if you're a returning listener, and you're coming back to listen to Faith Ignited, thank you. Thank you and welcome back. Thank you. Faith Ignited for me has become truly a passion project because I believe that the world is at a place where we need to extend kindness, extend love without conditions. You know, a lot of people love you with conditions. A lot of people want that relationship with you, but want it under their conditions, right? And so for me, I want to preserve, you know, my heart. You know, I had a conversation with, everyone knows if you're listening and you know me, you know, my best friend Nat. I had a conversation with her yesterday, and she was like, you're not going to like to hear what I'm going to tell you. And I'm thinking, what is she going to say to me? And she's like, you fall in love with people too fast. You fall in love with people too fast. And whether that is true or not, I find that my heart is so full and so big that I want to love first. I want to love people first and build from a place of love and trust and a place of respect, mutual respect, right? And I find that I don't know if I love people too fast. Maybe, but I'm gonna keep doing me, and she knows that. I'm gonna keep being me, and I'm gonna keep extending myself to people that I want in my life, people that I want to keep in my life. And, you know, just because I don't talk to you every day, or just because I don't see you every few days, doesn't mean that I don't love you. Because I do. Because when we do talk, if we're true friends, we pick up right where we left off. And there's no awkwardness, right? There's no awkwardness. And so, welcome again. And I wanted to also remind you guys to be subscribed to all of our social media platforms. Palma Media, and Apple Play and Google Play and Spotify, and you can hear our podcasts in a whole bunch of places, wherever you love to listen to your favorite podcast. I'm sure we are there. One of our podcasts, or all of our podcasts, are there, I should say. And I'm super proud of this podcast. I'm super proud of when people tell me, oh my God, Nancy, that was such a good story. Like, I needed to hear that this week. I needed to hear that things go bad sometimes and things go left sometimes, but we keep pushing through. We keep fighting for what we love and believe in. And if it's meant to be, it will be. If it's meant to be, it will be. And that is how we sort of move forward with someone, is, and I'm talking relationships, friendships, whatever that may be. And I want to have a whole series on friendships and I want to do something with that later on in the summer. But like I said, you're listening to Faith Ignited on Palma Talk Radio. And I am your host, Nancy, and you are welcome here with open arms. You're welcome here with love and acceptance and joy. I'm joyous that you're here. I'm joyous that you're listening. I'm joyous if you're listening. So thank you so much, guys. We have amazing podcasts on our platform. You know, I have lots of favorites, and I have so many that I'm discovering that are new, that I am just learning about, and some new people coming on board. And the most important thing this week, guys, was the launch of our Palma magazine. Did you guys see that magazine? Did you guys get that digital magazine, the gift from us at Palma Media to all of you? We invite you to join the family. We invite you to come talk about what you're doing, what your feelings are. Come hang out with any of us. We'd be happy to have any of you on our shows and talking a little bit about, you know, I want to get into, since this is, you know, Palm is a Portuguese media platform and I'm Portuguese American, I want to do like a friendship different. Like, I want to have interviews with my friends who are Portuguese and who we're friends with. And then I want to have interviews and ask the same question with my American friends and see how, like, what the variable is in answers, what the, you know, what the outcome of answers would be, right? So I want to do that too. So there's so many fun things happening. So I want to make sure that you got your free on the house copy. You just sift through it on the link provided. It's very user friendly. The links are provided there for you to click on anyone that we've mentioned. I know that Nelson and Sylvia, who worked really hard on this, are super, super proud, and I'm proud to be part of the family. So with that being said, let's get into our story. And as you guys know, I do not read the story ahead of time. I like to read that live with you guys, so we're all listening to it at the same exact time and having similar reactions or not, but I like to read it for the first time with you guys so that if there's anything we can pause and talk about, we're able to do that too. But this is a story I found on createheaven.com. This story is called Mirror, Mirror is My Child. Mirror, mirror is my child. This is a story about love, about courage, about great pain and forgiveness. It is the experience of my life as a mother and the amazing lessons that were bestowed upon me by divine grace through the mirror image of my child, Benjamin. I saw this as an opportunity to learn and to grow in this life and move beyond lifetimes of victimhood, codependency, deprivation, and human suffering. This is also a story of hope. Hope for others who live with children suffering with an obsessive, compulsive, and bipolar disorders. I began my life with two main ingredients. First, I had a deep knowing that I was here in some way to serve a higher purpose that was somehow connected to God. On the opposite, I had a deep fear that I wasn't good enough to become that which I saw inside myself. My fears were reaffirmed for me through my relationships. I chose these relationships in this life. I have come to believe that all of the players in my life were placed in my path to help me grow and vice versa. I lived the first half of my life in an emotional, chaotic state and abandonment, and tended my wounds through alcohol, drugs, and codependent relationships. I created a deep-seated belief that I was a victim of circumstance beyond my control. By the time I was 16, I could have become the poster child for the kid from school of hard knocks, high school dropouts, drug addict, and a child of a lesser God. I had no idea of the strength that lived inside of me. As it turned out, I pulled myself up by the bootstraps, and through hard work, determination, and drive, I began to create a life for myself. I was quite successful, both financially and academically. But that's another story. She continues, by the age of 27, I began my journey as wife and mother. I have three beautiful, amazing, and creative, artistic, powerful, and empowered children. All three came into the world with an enormous strength of will. My middle child, however, was over the top and became extremely difficult very early in this life. Even before my sweet baby boy Benjamin was 3 years old, it was quite obvious that I was dealing with something extraordinary. From the time he could move his beautiful hands, he was creating fear-based rituals and exhibiting behavioral patterns that went beyond normal experience of most children. When he reached school age, he was performing a continuous stream of rituals before he could eat, before he could go to school, before he could get in the car, before he could go to bed, before he could eat, going into school to get in the car or go to bed. Impossible. 1 minute, he was angelic, sweet, kind, and empathetic. And the next, he would turn into a tyrant, difficult, demanding, dare I say, almost demonic. I had no idea what to do to help my child, much less protect myself. My husband and other two children from his strong negative energy. To make it worse, Ben's problems seemed to be directly related to me. His violent and defiant episodes, which at times happened 2 or 3 times a day, and they lasted for hours, seemed to be triggered off by me. His beautiful, loving, nurturing mother who went into the experience of parenting with an open and loving heart and a desire to raise my children differently than I had been raised. How could this be? What was I doing wrong? In my own history, I had been the ultimately wronged child in my family of origin. Was there somehow a link? Most certainly, there had to be. Years of conventional therapy, medications, behavioral techniques, everything, and it was unable to penetrate this insanity. Our lives, they were just falling apart on a daily basis, and we were becoming more and more separate from the world around us. As family, as friends, we had great difficulty being in our presence. As much as they loved us, they knew that they could not help us. Through a daily practice of prayer, through a daily practice of prayer, a deep and abiding faith with really no religious base, but amazing support from my sister Lindsay and two close friends, Anne and Cynthia, on the foundation of yoga and a song circle, which I practice weekly, I was able to stay grounded enough to hear the voices of angels as they came through in many miraculous ways. Finally, an energy healer by the name of Mary showed up in my life at just the right moment. Mary, I know, was a gift from God. She actually moved into my home and began the process of examining the patterns that I created this insanity in. It very quickly became obvious to me that the changes I sought began with me. We found that the archetypes of the victim, the wounded child, and the attached to the outcome seeker were being mirrored through my child's behaviors. If there was any hope for this family, I, as well as my husband Tom, needed to focus our attention inward. I began my intentional spiritual journey long before this realization, but at this juncture, it was truly pivotal. This journey of self-awareness and evaluation ultimately led us to conducting a past life regression. As my friend Mary took me, Benjamin and my husband Tom who were there with me learned that the lessons we were seeking to heal lay in the past. We had each carried our lessons forward into this current situation, and until we're able to become and come to forgiveness and release the past, we could never continue to reinforce these patterns. This journey led to a miraculous moment of healing. First, within myself, and ultimately within my suicidal, deeply obsessive, controlling, and sometimes maniacal, beautiful 12-year-old boy, Benjamin. Our prayers were finally answered after 12 years of suffering and 1 year of hard work to break those lifelong patterns. Wow, that's super interesting that this, pause the story really quick, but that's super interesting that this is coming up for this mother. the realization that taking your past into your current life, there's never a good outcome when you do that. You know what I mean? I was having a conversation with somebody, and you know, this mom here in this story suffered for 12 years and 1 year of hard work, right? Her prayers were finally answered. But it takes a lot of hard work to break, you know, these lifelong patterns that we get into. I'm guilty of it all the time. I fall back into old habits that, you know, I had to learn how to love myself all over again, because sometimes you just, the past and the stuff that holds you down, the chains that bind you, when those come off and you're free to live in your authentic, true self, that's when your life starts. When you have a relationship with God and you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God is the one in control of this life, of this, what we're doing, what we're going through, when we're going through it. He knows the way. He shows us the way. And so a lot of times people rush into, oh, I'm over my past traumas. This lady took her 12 years to get past those traumas. They don't just go away overnight. Through the story, we were able to come to healing within ourselves, and in an instant, finally let go of the past. The years of family abuse ended on the night that Benjamin was finally able to release the energy that haunted him from the time he was born. The energy of the boy Ben could have been who he was in a past life, maybe. I don't know. Ben was able to send us Jacob. And through the light and through his ability to forgive and let go, it was by far the most miraculous moment that I had ever seen or witnessed. After 12 years, the energy of Jacob, who Ben used to be, was never seen again. After years of turmoil and much work to still be done, we continue to learn and grow as a family. I am blessed with the opportunity to watch my son Benjamin grow into an amazing, strong, balanced, loving, empathetic young man. I am forever grateful for the tools that have been revealed to me through my growth. Through that entire process with Benjamin, consistent faith. It took a consistent faith in God. It took a daily practice of forgiveness, a willingness and ability to take responsibility for my own life, my patterns, my behavior. learning the art of detachment from an emotional drama, staying focused on my own plate, creating the life that I want through the focus and intention. Remembering that whatever I spend my energy thinking about, I can create it. Continuously being aware of my thoughts and feelings to the best of my ability, and knowing that I have the power to create change by changing that little live tape in our minds, right? Coming to peace within myself through meditation and by sending my beautiful light into the universe. As Mary Ann Williamson so eloquently stated, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, to be gorgeous, to be talented, to be fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You're playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make and manifest the glory of God that is within us by our choices. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when we let our light shine, we unconsciously give people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Through this experience with my amazing son and family, I have learned that true peace in my home as well as in my world absolutely begins with me. Amen. Amen. So having any kind of a child with a disability, I can't speak with an experience of what that looks like, but I know what it takes to raise a child, and a child that is with special needs. I can imagine some days are very difficult. And maybe I was meant to read this story for someone out there who's just not understanding where their peace is, how to find their peace. And maybe I needed to read this story to hear some of that myself. Maybe I needed to read this story for me tonight, because I fight a lot with my peace. I fight a lot with my peace, and I don't always put my peace first. I put other people's peace first before mine. That's just who I am. That's just what I do. It's what I love to do. And people say, oh, you know, is she really that? You know, I had a friend ask me, is Nancy really They asked her if I was really that, you know, friendly in person, and if I was always, you know, no, I'm not. I am a friendly person, but we all have our days. We all have our things. None of us are perfect. Far from it. Nor do we want to be, right? That story was, again, one of those stories where I read it and I thought, what exactly, it was a good story about hope and inspiration and all of that. Yes, it was a very good story. I'm trying to see. Here's one. Here's a very quick one, guys. Very quick. I first heard of Kenneth Ware through Betty Malls, who profiled him in Angel Watching Over Me, the Assembly of God headquarters in Missouri. Provided more information that Kenneth Ware was born in Tennessee. A short time later, his father was killed in World War I, and his mother took Kenneth to Switzerland, where she had grown up. At 17, Kenneth began on Assemblies of God minister, going to first Jerusalem for the trip, and then later to the south of France, where he met and married the 16-year-old daughter of Max Viniski, an Orthodox Jew turned Christian and an artist whose portraits hung in Louvre. Kenneth became known in Paris as the great evangelist. When World War II broke out, Viniski and Ware, their homes became havens for Jewish fugitives fleeing to Spain or Switzerland. A son of an American soldier, husband of a Jew, and supporter of the French resistance, Kenneth was in constant danger of being imprisoned. Eventually, Kenneth and Susie, his wife, and their infant son tried to flee France, but instead, Kenneth was arrested and beaten. And when the German guard discovered he was a pastor, he was secretly released. Finally reunited with his wife and son in France and Switzerland, Kenneth tried to provide for them. One Saturday morning in September 1944, he found himself without a penny. Susie decided to pray specifically, God, I need 5 pounds of potatoes, 2 pounds of pastry flour, apples, pears, a cauliflower, carrots, veal cutlets for Saturday, and beef for Sunday, she said. A few hours later, someone knocked on her door and Susie opened it to a man carrying a basket of groceries. Amen. The man, between 30 and 40 years old, was over 6 feet tall and strong looking, with blue eyes and a whitish blonde hair and a long blue apron over his work clothes. He seemed radiant and glowing. Mrs. Ware, he said, I'm bringing you what you want and what you asked for. He spoke in perfect French without the usual Swiss accent. "There must be some mistake," Susie protested. "I have not ordered anything," she said, and she called Kenneth. "Kenneth, do you know anything about ordering anything?" Kenneth did not think the man looked like an ordinary delivery man. Perhaps he was the owner of a firm and had gotten the apartment numbers mixed up. "These are 25 apartments here, sir. Have you come to the wrong one?" he asked. The man ignored the question. "Mrs. Ware," he replied, "I'm bringing you what you asked for." Then he went into the kitchen and emptied the basket. On the table were the exact items that Susie had requested from God in that morning, even the 2 pounds of pastry flour was correct, and it was the correct brand. The Wares were shocked. I turned to apologize to explain that I hadn't a coin to give him. But his look of reproach sealed my lips. Susie accompanied the man to the door and thanked him. When the couple stood by the window to watch him leave the building via the only route available, though Kenneth watched and Susie opened the door again to check halfway, the man never went by. He just never went by. After the war, the Wares returned to Paris, crowded with refugees. They set up missions and schools and were able to feed, clothe, comfort, and educate the destitute there. Eventually, they retired to the south of France. Kenneth Ware always maintained he would recognize the delivery man anywhere if he saw him again. He never did. But Kenneth and Susie were filled with gratitude to God, who would send a personal shopper to fill their needs. Wow, I love that story. Amen, amen to that. I love this book, but these stories are little short stories. And I have to read a few of them, but I loved that little short story. And I hope you guys enjoyed that short story as well. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. Thank you for supporting PAMA. If you have not downloaded our app, like I said, please download, please subscribe. So many fun things happening in 2024 for PAMA, and so many cool things. And I'll still be here on Friday nights, whether it's no one, one person, or 10 people. I am going to give the same story that I would, is because that's what I'm here to do. Spread the good word and not be holier than thou. This is coming from a Portuguese American girl who was raised in the Catholic Church, who was raised, you know, a certain way, very strict Catholic. As I grew up, I started to make my own choices and create my own ideas. I'm still a Catholic, but there are some nuances to what I believe and what I don't agree with and what I agree with. So I'm just a lover of God and good news. So you have a story you want to share, if you have a story that miraculously happened to you or someone that you know, please message me. I would love to have you on the show. But I want you guys to have a blessed weekend. It's Friday again. I can't believe it. These weeks are zooming by. And I am just enjoying this podcast with all my heart. And I hope that you guys feel that from this side of the microphone. Mwah. Love you guys very much. I love all of you. Thank you for listening. God bless. Good night. Pama Talk. Faith Ignited.